crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We're back on Drive Time Sports Coach's Corner. Today we're going to continue the season wrap-up interviews. We're going to continue this series up until next week. We have plenty more action still to come, of course, with the Carbon Girls Softball Squad. Yesterday, we wrapped up the season with Coach Brittany Richens of the USU Eastern Softball Team. Today, we're going to talk USU Eastern Baseball. Very successful year for this team. The men did win 14 conference games. In fact, at one particular time, they were right in the thick of things with a chance to actually steal one of the top two spots in the conference. One of the more successful seasons that this team has had. Now, as far as individual accolades, three USU Eastern Eagles received all-region honors. Jarrett Hunt was named to the all-region first team. We had Jared Lesser, and also Jesse Rowley received second team honors. We're going to talk about that and more right now with Coach Scott Madsen, who is joining us over the phone. Coach, a pleasure as always. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me, Jordan.
Definitely, Coach. It's always fun to get some insight on the USU Eastern baseball team. And as fast as it came, I mean, it's over with. You got the season comes to an end in the Scenic West Athletic Conference Tournament. You guys finished 1-2 at the conference tournament. That's after a wildly successful regular season. I mean, you guys did end up finishing fourth overall in the conference. But I mean, at the end of the day, Coach, you guys had a pretty successful season.
We did, you know, and it was great to see these kids succeed and kind of build a new tradition here and get things going the right direction. And you know what? These kids battled all year long, and they did a good job. It was fun.
Coach, let's talk about the conference tournament, because it's so tricky when you start talking about how many times you have to play a team in a season, and then you go into a double elimination tournament. I mean, really, I think for the most part, you can almost throw the records out, because there's so many different variables that you can't really account for over the course of a 3 or 4 day tournament. You guys lose the first game to Colorado, you battle back, pick up a win over Colorado the next day, and then have chances against Salt Lake, but just come up short.
Yeah, you know, the way the tournament's set up, it's funny because we turned around and played the exact same team we lost to the night before, and it was our second game and their third game. So actually losing that first game really helped us because we were only on our second starting pitcher while they were on their third. But, you know, we did. We went in there and we battled. There was one mistake in the whole game that really cost us that first game. We were pitching around their best hitter, and we just left a change up, and he's good enough. He hit it out, and that was a 2-run home run that made the difference. But the second game, I mean, we came out, and these kids really, really put in a good effort and wanted to win that second game, and they did. They came out and battled till the very end. And I mean, you watch a team like Colorado go out, and they won 2 games in conference all year, and you watch them play, and every one of them played within 1-2 runs of each other. There wasn't one blowout in the entire region tournament. And even with Salt Lake, like you said, we had chances to win, just opportunities where their pitchers did a good job of pitching out. It was just us not putting the ball in play. I mean, there was one time we had the bases loaded and 3 strikeouts in that first game that really cost us. So, I mean, it's just one of those things when you get somebody's back against the wall that if they have the chance of being eliminated, they're going to put a little bit more effort and play a whole different level of ball game.
With that being said, I mean, was this the most parity, or I guess we could say the most reasonable season for USU Eastern to sneak in and really push for a conference title, Coach, over the last, I don't know, decade or so? Because it seemed to me like you guys had a legitimate opportunity to win a conference championship tournament this year. At least that's the way it seemed.
We did, you know, and I mean, we went into that game. It was the 12th time we had played Salt Lake this weekend in that elimination game, and we had our chances, and I mean, they knew it. They were throwing everything they could at us, and a kid that we had beat, well, I think 3 times during the year, is the one who closed against us. And like I said, when he gets put up against the wall, he's going to throw a lot better. And all of a sudden, his fastball had about 5 miles an hour more on it, and I mean, he just went through it. But I mean, Salt Lake goes past Southern Nevada like they're nothing after they beat us. So, and we were right there with Salt Lake. So, I mean, it really could have gone either direction. We did have a shot. I mean, you played a CSI team that they haven't lost at home this year. And I thought they're the last championship game. They were down one run in that last inning, gave up a, and then their the player of the year came out and hit a two-run home run to win the championship for CSI and keep them undefeated on their field. So, I mean, it's just one of those things that, hey, we did have a shot, but CSI came through with one of the best teams they've had also. I mean, this is the first time they've won in over 20 years. So it was exciting, and we did have a shot. And you know what? It was close. We just – one of those things with baseball, and, you know, you go out there and things work. You put everything you have, and it just kind of falls in their favor.
Coach, for someone who's been around as long as you have, this is a question that, you know, you probably have a firm grasp on. Is, I know it's a cliche in sports, but is it legitimate when people say teams peak too early or too late in a season? I mean, is that a legitimate term? Or at the end of the day, are you what your record says you are? I mean, how do you look at that?
You know, I feel like we peaked early this year. We maintained good, but we lost a couple of key players. By the end of the year, I had one catcher left. He ended up catching every game. The TJ Bender blew or tore his PCL, which no one can figure out how, because it's supposed to be a football injury where you get hit. And he was a really big part of our lineup and scoring a lot of runs. And he'll be back next year. But, I mean, by the end of the time that Chandler Barkdahl had caught three games in a row, three nine-inning games, which is really tough. I mean, in 2 days, it's tough. And my other backup catcher, Jansen Winscombe, found out he had two bulge discs in his back, so I wasn't going to put him back there. So, I mean, it was, I feel like we were playing at our best in the middle, but then a few key injuries and things just went south, you know. And, I mean, they still battled and they played well, but it wasn't as good as I felt they should have been.
So peaking too early, I mean, that's a legitimate thing?
You know, I would say it is, just, you know, because a lot of times there's teams that get in there and play throughout the year. And like, I'll just use Southern Nevada as a reference. They were on an 18-game win streak coming into our tournament, and by the end of the year, they were into our, I guess, our first conference series. And by the end of the year, they were battling for us between third and fourth place. So I feel like there is where you can peak too early. And, I mean, I wouldn't say we peaked too early, but I think we were playing better ball when we were as a whole, as a team. And they're kind of the same way. It's injuries that really help a team peak or make them last. I mean, you got our Dodgers that aren't playing very good right now.
Nope, not at all.
but I mean, that's kind of the same way it works. And with our level, I mean, I tell everyone, with our starting lineup, we can compete with anybody in this league. But when you take a few, two or three players out of that, it's really hard to compete, and all of a sudden it becomes a lot harder to win ball games.
Again, we're being joined right now by Scott Madsen, manager of the USU Eastern baseball team. Coach, let's talk about some of the standout individuals. USU Eastern was well-represented when we take a look at the all-region team. First off, Jarrett Hunt. He was named to the first team, and rightfully so. Jarrett was great for you guys throughout the entire year.
He was, you know, and he continued through the region tournament. He was just solid the entire year. I wish I could have pitched him a little bit more, but you know what, where he's hitting that high and playing such a good first base for us, it's tough. But he was a good leader on this team, really quiet kid, but he did everything that as a coach I wanted him to do.
I couldn't figure out how Jesse was actually named the second team all-region when we're talking about a kid that bats .331, finishes with 34 RBIs, 13 doubles. I think he went yard six or seven times. I can't figure out how this kid wasn't a first team all-region.
Well, you know, it was a tough year for the outfield because we were deciding whether to put him at third base or the outfield, just because, I mean, he played about equal time there at the end. He really finished up the outfield, so I put him as an outfielder, and there was a few guys hitting .350+ that were all outfielders. So, I mean, it was a tough year to be an outfielder for the first team all region, but he did. He definitely deserved it and did a great job, but, I mean, he just got thrown in with a group of guys that any one of them could have been in that first team. I mean, legitimately, we talked about it as coaches and just kind of said, hey, you know what, we could make this first team have six players on it easily, and they'd probably all be the exact same. Mm-hmm. So, but when it came down to it, the coaches voted for the higher batting averages and kind of went that direction.
Yeah, definitely unfortunate, that's for sure. And then, of course, Jared Lesser, to no surprise, he gets a recognition as well. He goes to the second team.
Right. You know, and like I said, it was another tough year for pitchers. That kid from CSI was about a 2.0 ERA, and I think he had one loss throughout the year. So there was a good year for talent-wise for the entire league, and for us to have guys represent from our school, that's amazing when you hear the names that they're getting thrown up against. It's pretty exciting to see that a local boy named Jared Lesser can get thrown in there, and you know what? He's going to move on and have a great career at BYU.
Definitely. Coach, now that it's all said and done and you kind of take a look back on the year, what will you remember most about this 2018 team?
You know, I love these players. They're so much fun to be around. They got along so well. They worked hard and worked off from each other. It set an example and really set the tone for years to come. We've been waiting for a few years for this type of leadership to come through my sophomore group, and they did. They taught these younger kids exactly how to lead and didn't treat them like they were minorities at all. They just said, hey, we're at the same level. It's going to take us all to win. And you know what? With that, that's something we've put in their minds for a lot of years. But you just get that separation between sophomore and freshman that it doesn't really work out. And this year it just seemed to kind of collaborate everyone together and say, hey, you know what? This is a good team and we're going to work together. And I mean, just getting along with these guys and being around them was just so much fun.
Coach, now looking ahead to next season, and again, we've talked about the parity, I think, throughout the entire year here in the conference. Is that something that you envision changing or staying fairly similar as you kind of look at the grand scheme of things?
You know, it's going to be tough to replace a lot of those. We're losing a lot of starting pitchers. The three of the four starting pitchers were sophomores that we're going to lose. We did have some young kids that really stepped up there at the end, and I'm excited to see what they can do next year. Jake Smith did a great job for us, you know, coming in. But it's going to be a matter of those kids that, you know what, they didn't get a start. They're going to have to jump in as starters next year and do the job. And I feel like we're going to have a really competitive team next year. And we have quite a few position players coming in as well that they're super talented. But, I mean, like I said, it's just a matter of how well they play together. And that's the hardest part with junior college is you only have 2 years, really 6 months, to throw a team together and get them playing the same type of baseball and kind of buying into the philosophy that we have. But with this group we have coming in, I think they should be good and should be able to compete in this league again.
Well, Coach, it's always fun to get an update from you on how the team is doing. Thank you for always making time for us throughout the year. And congratulations on a wildly successful season. Like I said, it was a lot of fun this year to follow the team. It's completely different when you go into games thinking you're going to win instead of going in thinking we can win. And I think this year, every time this team played, even the fans and the spectators I talked to had the idea that this team was going to win every time they took the field. And that makes a world of a difference.
It does. You know, it makes so much fun. And there was a lot of community support this year that I just want to thank everybody that came and supported this group and saw how well these guys play. And you know what? They kind of put our name back on the map here in Carbon County that said, hey, this college baseball team's a big part of this community too.
Definitely. Coach, again, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Jordan.
Again, that's Coach Scott Mattson wrapping up the USU Eastern baseball season. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we're going to move over to the national side of things. When we return, right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.